Welcome to the next segment on how to manage the trade receivables, which is an important part of working capital management. So number of days sales are getting locked up in trade receivables are on the rise because of the change from seller's market to competitive buyer's market in today. You cannot deny that many a times this used to be an excuse for management's laxity in its focus on working capitals in general and trade receivables in particular. In this particular segment, we will learn the following objectives. Credit policy of business unit. So what is a credit policy? How do you define it? How do you work it? How does credit terms is incorporated in sales quotation? When do you give cash discounts and why do you give cash discounts and how they help in reduction of receivables? Multifunctional approach to control receivables, including setting up of an asset management committee. Corrective measures which you have to take to retain receivables within set limits and debt collection process in India. So trade receivables occupy a prominent compartment in the current assets of most of the larger corporations who enjoy growth in sales volume and breadth of their customer base. By giving more credit, they ensure that they get more customers with them and the sales volume is also increasing. And then therefore, till they receive the money, it becomes a receivables. Now, inflationary conditions in economy further add to the pressure of this part of the current assets. As an example, for L&T Limited, as of 31st March 2015, out of the total current assets of close to 61,000 crores, trade receivables was around 23,000 crores, which is more than 30% of the total assets. And it was in fact more than their inventory of close to 2,200 crores. So you can see that because of the credit terms, so much money is outstanding in their total assets. Now, why does it happen? In India, you had a lot of easy availability of credit, and therefore, because credit was easy, you also extended credit to get more customers and increase your sales volume. However, now firms have to compete for funds, and which has an impact on the economic growth. Financial management has to focus on internal and gear up its machinery for working capital management, and therefore have to pay special attention to trade receivables where the funds get locked. And where it is unavoidable, then you have to ensure that you recover it faster. Otherwise, this receivables increases your cost and therefore reduce your income. So there is cost of capital. Next, there is cost of collection. Then there is an administrative cost of receivables like invoicing, generating statement of account, analyzing the data. And if you don't get money, then it will lead to doubtful and bad debts as you go along. How do you manage it? So you have preventive measures that at the time of agreeing on sales, what kind of credit terms you take. You can give cash discounts to ensure you get payment much faster. You can have your own customer credit index to whom you will give money. You can form an asset management committee to monitor it. And the curative measures are, you do the ratio analysis, see the collection period, how it is, and work on it beforehand. You look at the aging receivable, do the ABC analysis. See what is the trend, is the bad debt increasing, so whether you are giving to wrong set of customer credit and things like that, and see the trend how you are going about it. So trade receivable management starts before they are generated through actual sale. Actually, management determines the credit term to be offered to customer in quotations that are submitted to them, and here we are looking at large projects where a lot of working capital is required, because in that context this also makes sense. For smaller items, fast moving items, this may not be applicable as a particular example, but on a whole it may still have an impact. So let's take this whole exercise as looking at some large companies having a large projects to be executed, like L&T as an example that we gave. From that context, let us understand trade receivables and not from a fast moving consumer good items where the value is actually small, although the overall value may be big. So trade credit is the easiest and most important source of short term finance which are available to business, and it is helpful for growing business. However, it also leads to bad debts, as we have seen before. So one must note here that any liberal terms agreed with your customer or clients reduces the benefit you have obtained through trade credit negotiations with your vendors and suppliers. What you have to keep when you are giving credit to a particular customer, you have to find what is the nature of risk, how will you measure, look at the client's prior record of payment, whether your client has financial stability, current net worth, and many such other factors. They normally look at 5 C's while granting credit to any account, which is character, capital, capacity, conditions, and collaterals. After that, it is given. So customer character, capacity, and capital is equal to credit decision. So if the character is strong, then you look at capacity. If the capacity is strong and the person has capital, then you have minimum risk. However, if the capacity is weak, then you have to look at capital and therefore see if it is still weak, then moderate risk. If the capital is weak, then it becomes very risky. If the capacity to pay itself is weak, then whether you have strong capital still, so it's little moderate, otherwise you will get into risky and very risky area. So what is character? Character is, while considering character, reliance is placed on the ethical standards of the person managing the business. Capacity is what is available and sustainability of cash flows at a level that matches payment against purchaser per schedule determined by acceptable credit terms. And what is capital? Capital represents the profit, investment, and other assets of the client that can assure on-time payments after date. Condition: is the client's business susceptible to business cycles? Are cash flows sensitive to state of economy? Collaterals: do clients have assets which can be pledged as collaterals to make payment? And therefore, while granting credit to customer, and especially where the volumes of sale is expected to be large, it is a common service or practice to enlist services of credit agencies that have a wide electronic network of credit data. Cash discount, this is second but not so popular in India step to preempt accumulation of large volume of trade receivable. So cash discount is an incentive offered by the seller for paying the invoice ahead of the scheduled due date. So for a buyer it becomes a purchase discount, for seller it becomes a sales discount. A net of 30 credit terms includes that customer is eligible for 2% cash discount if the invoices are paid within 10 days of presentation. Otherwise, the last date for payment is 30 days. So this is a representation of how the terms can be set. For a cash discount, the benefit is you get a quick cash flow inflow. You reduce your receivables. There is also an outcome of receivables is collection efforts that get saved, and because the receivables have gone down, the collection efforts are not required. You will have reduction in bad debts. However, your profit margin has come down to the extent of cash discount given. Some customers may not like it, because for customers who are paying on time, they do not want to take advantage of cash discount, so their cost becomes higher, so they may be unhappy with this whole thing. Again, you can set up your customer credit index looking at 5 points that we have looked at. So character, capacity, capability, conditions, and collaterals that you can give. So of course 5C method is judgmental, and you can look at systematic numerical credit, So you can actually look at his past records and things like that to get a credit score index. So you have a 5-point scale to rate each customers on the factors selected above. For each factor, you multiply the factor rating by the factor weight, and you arrive at what is known as the index for that customer. You could also have an asset management committee where you manage the trade receivable. Prompt collection is important, so it's not a single person but the whole one. And delighted customers take all required efforts to pay on time. So this contribution from all functions demands that a committee be formed in each business unit to monitor trade receivables and to detect and remove any or take through corrective actions any inconvenience caused to the customer. So you could have in an asset management committee finance manager, sales manager, materials, service, chief engineer working together to remove all the obstacles from the customer's path so that the customer pays on time. The typical agenda for such committee is that they review all large receivables. They work together to see that all services were satisfactorily given and how they can do that. And then they report the plan of action to the customers. There is resolve overdue receivables and help in improvement in the collection process. How do you control the receivable levels? One of them is through ratio analysis or collection period. So you using the ratio analysis offer method, you look at what kind of control you can build over the size of receivables, and one of them is receivable turnover ratio, which is arrived by dividing the annual credit sales or any other period credit sales of the business entity by its average receivables during the selected period. Higher the ratio means lesser the quantity of working capital is locked in trade receivables. And this ratio can be compared with industry average to determine if you are better or equal or worse than the competitor. So total credit sales divided by average receivables is receivable turnover ratio or collection period. You can also have separate ratios for different branches of an entity to determine efficiency of each branch manager in managing its receivables. Branches with lower ratio can learn some of the practice followed by the branches with highest turnover. So you learn from each other. Also, average collection period allows management to compare actual period with the collection period as planned for the year, for the particular product line or for the particular location. And the actual collection period is calculated by dividing the total trade receivables by the average daily sales over a year or for a particular product line or for location. Aging of receivables. The aging of receivable is one more report that works as primary tool for collection personnel to determine which invoices are overdue for payment. Given its use as a collection tool, the report may be configured to also contain contract information for each customer, contact information, and this report is used by marketing and finance manager to determine the effectiveness of credit and collection functions. A typical aging reports list invoice in 30-day buckets. So for amounts which are due, overdue by 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, and also we have to keep in mind that as per accounting standards, we have to make provisions for any money which is overdue more than 90 days, and 180 days it has to be kept separately. Therefore, this kind of aging report helps in that as well. So it's something like this: total receivables 30 days 0 to 30, 31 to 60, 60 to 90, and over day 90. In such kind of report, if you add percentages for each column, then it helps to easy comparison. And if you compare the reports of for previous periods or for other location, it will help more. And through that, you use this data to calculate bad and doubtful debt provision. ABC analysis. So to use this tool, we have to arrange the receivable in descending value, with the largest receivables being on top and the lowest at bottom. And it is a general observation that first 20% of the accounts generate 80% of the value, total receivables value. So they become the vital A element. There is no fixed threshold for each class. Every organization can define A first 25% or first 15% up to 80%, 85%. But generally the 20-80 rule is followed here. So 20% first will contribute 80%, the next 30-40% will contribute 15%, and the balance tail will contribute for 5%. So more emphasis if you pay on the A item, you therefore reduce the trade payables, receivables, and therefore help in working capital management. This is graphically shown here. You also can have, because of ABC analysis, you could have a different collection efforts for A category clients, B category clients, or C clients. So a senior team member can be assigned to A category while a junior team for the C category. Another tools which are available for a CFO is called the trend analysis. So from an aging receivables, he extends it previously and then finds out that from a trend which customers do not pay on time or pay on time, or how much time they take to pay. Accordingly, specific credit policy can be worked out customer level wise also. This is an example of how trend analysis helps. Bad debts analysis. In spite of control, collection method, follow up, there would be some debts which go bad. So you have to actually understand the reason why it has gone bad and what you could have done to save this from going bad. The learnings from these analysis helps you to make your credit policy more vibrant and more in tune, so that you reduce the bad debts as much as possible. Even if the outstanding has gone into a bad debt, still it is the duty of the management to keep trying to recover these bad debts, because whenever the bad debts are recovered, whether in this year or next year, it straight away helps in your bottom line and you reduce the bad debts. And the more you reduce the bad debts, you are going to make more profit for the organization. So that's how you minimize bad debt loss by complete through business reference of new customers, set reasonable but fair credit limits, approve additional credit extensions after routine checks, and include clear payment condition in your sales quotation or terms of trade analysis always. You can also follow up your invoice, take confirmation, keep up to date record of what customer owes you, follow up immediately when it is due, and always ensure that you are not going to write it off. Sometimes management will have to take a tough decision of stop supplying to defaulting customers, and after investigating, you also could renegotiate a repayment schedule when the circumstances demand. In Indian scenario, except for few professionally managed business entities, systematic articulation and presentation of business entity credit policy is conspicuous by its absence. So very few companies have this credit policy clearly laid down. It highlights how the customer credit worthiness is defined, company's collection procedure and precautionary steps in case of customer default. The companies that do not have credit policy normally explain like, our credit policy is geared to maximize sales growth without in any way affecting collection of trade receivables. So in Indian context, the normal credit period offers varies from 0 to 90 days. Obviously, business entities supplying consumer goods offer the least credit period, while in manufacturing or credit good or capital goods, they give the maximum credit. And based on data provided here, preventive and curative measures to control receivables, you bring about a great scope for improvement in the Indian scenario. So to summarize, trade receivables are an important part of the business growth and your trade receivable policies, your collection policy, your credit policy plays an important part. Bad debts is part and parcel of risk of doing business. You try to minimize it as much as possible. You learn from each bad debts and take corrective actions. So to summarize, in Indian context, very few professionally managed companies have a clear-cut credit policy laid down and collection policy as well. However, the authorities in India are becoming serious about it. And in banking sector, for example, there is the mandate by RBI to have a clear-cut policy on credit as well as collections. So thank you.